Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur on the Rambam, Hilchos Melachim, Perek Vav, Halacha Aleph. This is now the fourth shiur, B'siyata Dishmaya. We saw machlokas whether Shalom includes Mas V'Avdus, that's the Chinuch and others, and the Rambam holds that Shalom doesn't include Mas V'Avdus. What's the Yisora Machlokas? So Rabban explains as follows, that according to the Chinuch, the Ikar Din Bakasha Shalom is not mitzad the Etzim Shalom, it's not mitzad the fundamental value of peace, but rather, if you can achieve the goals of war without actually having to wage war, then there's no reason to wage war. Like the Chinuch says, Afisha Midas Rachmanas Imidat Tova, etc. First of all, you have Rachmanas, which is good, that's one reason. And also, it's a great benefit to us. They'll pay the taxes, so instead of getting their money by waging war or taking booty, instead just get their taxes, and then we don't have to wage war. So we can achieve the goals of war without having to actually wage war. It's a toelis lanu. Blishi yotzi ben hotzal shel klum, and it's not even going to cost us anything. Then we're going to kill them, that could be very expensive and dangerous and everything else. So why not get up a greater benefit by making peace? They want to, you know, be subordinate, then that's great. So that's all according to the Sefer HaChinuch, and that explains why Mas and Avdus includes Shalom as well. Because that's why Shalom includes Mas and Avdus as well. Because you want to get the greatest possible value, so the benefit, so that includes Mas and Avdus. In the Sefer Dina Dechai, he asks in the Yerushalmi that says the Yeshua sent three letters. You want to the people in Eretz Yisrael, you want to make peace, make peace. You want to make more with war, you want to go away, go away. So he asks, why does he say only to make peace? Why doesn't he also mention Mas V'Avdus? So according to what we said, it's not a kasha, because according to the Chinuch, Shalom includes Mas V'Avdus. That's the whole point of the Shalom. It's to get the greatest possible benefit. So it's also going to include Mas V'Avdus. So he didn't have to specify. The Sefer Dina Dechai, he learned that Shalom doesn't mean Mas, so he was asking, he should have specified Mas also. But according to Ahavan and the Chinuch, Shalom includes Mas, so you don't even have to mention it, that's the whole point of the Shalom. But according to the Rambam, it would appear that the Yesod HaMelchama Eino Ela B'Matzav Shel Melchama. The point of Melchama is when you're actually at war. Obviously, and when you're at peace, then you're avoiding war, because there's a value to being at peace and not at war. Shalom is afka mimelchama. That's why we have a kash of shalom, because peace has a value, and avoiding war has a value, and that's why we have peace, not for any benefit we're going to get, just to have shalom in order to be mevatel milchama. If the namakabel mas v'avdus, as we explained in the previous shiurim, so then. There's a heter milchama. But if they're makabel mas v'avdus, then why not achieve the value of shalom and not having to wage war? And so the Ram says, Alashon Avenos and milchama im adam leolam. Usually milchama is on a city, on an ear, on a country, on a nation. So why does the Rambam say adam? The Chinuch says milchama al ear. Because according to the Rambam, the goal is the shalom. Shalom is ben adam lechavero. So mita ben adam lechavero shalom. And therefore the Rambam says milchama im adam. In order to have that value of having shalom ben adam lechavero, so Rambam says adam. Rambam, the ikar of shalom is ein milchama. Shalom is im adam. Therefore he says ein osim milchama im adam laolam. And according to the Chinuch, Shalom includes Mas and Avdus, and therefore he says it's Alayir, because that's where you give Mas and Avdus, you give it to a city. The Gur Aryeh explains why, if we're Korei L'Shalom B'Zayin Amimin, so why did the Givonim have to use that ruse? Pretend they're from far away. Kriya Shalom is also B'Zayin Amimin. So the Maharal explains in the Gur Aryeh that Gadol HaShalom, Shalom Imida Tova, Gadol HaShalom Filu Shas Melchama Tzarech Shalom. And the Yoshvei Gibbon, they didn't believe in Shalom, and therefore the Jews wouldn't have made peace with them, so they had to pretend there was someone else. But the Yisod of the Maharal is how we're explaining the Rambam, that Shalom is great, and that's why we want Shalom, not because of the benefits, practical benefits we're going to receive, but just because of the Etzem Mida. And we see that in the Rambam also, in Halacha Gimel, you know, Asur L'Shaka B'Vrisim L'Chazle Machash Ashlif V'Kibbuz HaMitzvahs, you're not allowed to lie about the covenant. Once you made covenant with them, you're not allowed to lie. They were Mekabel Zayin Mitzvahs, they were Mekabel Zayin Mitzvahs. So the Radbaz says, this is learned from the Givonim, that there's an Inyan of Chil HaShem here, to be Mechazev B'Bris. And you actually see that Beguf Tifrei Aram, the Aram doesn't say Yerayli Zivazon Chedesh. Rather, he's referring to what he talks about later when he talks about the Givonim. There was an Inyan of Chil HaShem. Here also it's an Inyan of Chil HaShem. Why do you have to come on to Chil HaShem? So you're not allowed to be Meshaker B'Bris, because there's a mitzvah to say of Shalom. Chazev is lahargam. It's the same mitzad that you want to have Shalom. That's why you should keep the bris. So according to the chinuch that the Yekum Mitzese is not to kill if you can achieve the goals of war without killing. So according to him, he would say, Inachinami. Don't be Meshaker B'Bris because you can achieve the goals without it. But according to the Rambam, the Yekum Mitzese is that there shouldn't be a chalos milchama. You don't want there to be halachic status in milchama. Once they're lamas v'avdus, it's not a milchama anymore. And therefore, if they go ahead and they're meshaker b'bris, then it won't be a matzav of milchama. The Rambam is going after so therefore you can't say it's in order that there shouldn't be milchama. Because if they're lamas v'avdus, that's not called a milchama. If you hear that's not the issue, if the Rambam had to say the issue is chil Hashem. But if the issue is just avoiding milchama, so we avoid a milchama, they're lamas v'avdus. Even if they're killed, that's not, doesn't have a halachic status of milchama. And with this, we can also explain the Sifri. Pasuk Yud, it says, Kisikwa v'dil yalachem alea. When you come close to a city to wage war, it says in the Medrash, lo la'riva, lo la'tzmiya, lo la'amisa, mimisas tachaluin. Don't starve them, don't cause them to be thirsty, don't make them die of disease. Zeis Ranan and the Malbim and see if they're right that it's a miut shelo rak lufnei milchama, not only before the war yichayev and drisha shalom elagam ken chayev mishlo laharib below drisha shalom, even if there's no call for peace, you're still not allowed to make a starve them. And the Sefer told us out in the Sifri, he says hafuch al hafuch, it's fakert. So this is talking about where you are Dorei Shalom. Where you are Dorei Shalom, don't make a matzor, because you can achieve your goals without the matzor, like the Chinuch writes. So based on what we explained, we can say that according to the Chinuch, the word is Rachmanis. You call out for peace because it's merciful. You don't want to kill the lo tam, but this isn't shaykh when you make a matzor because the siege is not, you're not actually killing them. So a siege would be okay. You're not killing them the lo tam. And also, there's an Indian in a matzor because that will help you make peace. And then you won't have to go to war. So this matzor will help you achieve peace. and then there won't be a need for war. So we're not explaining this based on the chinuch, because according to the chinuch, there'd be a good reason to have to make this matzah. Number one, there's no problem of not having rachmanis, because we don't want to kill stam, and here we're not killing, and also maybe it'll bring them to want to have peace. So it would be an inyan, but based on what we explained in the Rambam, you can't make war and peace at the same time. You have to start with peace. Matzor is an inyan of milchama. And you can't make a matzor if you want peace. You can't say, I'm making this matzor in order to achieve peace. Because that's the Kriya L'Shalom is peace neto, peace alone. And this is war. Kind of war, make war because of the value of peace. No, you want to start off by going for peace for peace is just peace. You want to be mafkia mi milcham. You don't want to start with war. And a matzor is milchamadik. And that's why, according to the Rambam, you have to avoid matzor. So it's talking taka b'shas shalom. Don't make this matzor. Because the Talmud on the Sefri says that the Iker Inyan is that they shouldn't kill if they can get what they want without killing. And therefore a matzor is not a problem. They're not killing. So then what's the problem of the matzor? The problem of the matzor is that it's a Shas Milchama, and you have to be Kari L'Shalom. If you need Shalom, you know how to do Milchama. And this is Meduyik in the Rambam. The Rambam says, Vim lo shlimu etzech osim ha-milchama v'hargim. So there's two inyanim here, osim milchama v'hargim. So what's the osim milchama? That would include Matzor. And then hargim is in the Milchama itself. And that you only do kishelo rishlimo. Then, osin milchama v'hargim. Much kasev a Rambam. Achen achinuch kasev, v'im lo yashlimo, etc. Anam mitzuvim la'arog mehem. He doesn't write like the Rambam, osin milchama. He said, they don't make peace, and we're allowed to kill. But a matzor beforehand is okay. According to the chinuch, we said that the matzor would be okay. What's the problem with the matzor? It's the way you're avoiding war. So in the peace stage, you make a matzor, and this way you avoid actually having to kill. According to the Rambam, the matzor is a milchama itself, and therefore the Rambam says also milchama v'hargim. But according to the chinuch, you can achieve the goals of war without having to actually wage the war, a war proper. So just do the matzor. So it's meduyik in their lashon that according to the Rambam, the matzor is beseder. The matzor is not beseder if they weren't mashlim. Only if they want to be mashlim, you start with shalom. Only if they're not mashlim, then you start with the matzor. Then you have to be in a matzav milchamti. According to the chinuch, no. Even when you're in the kriya l'shalom, you want to avoid killing, so then you do the matzor. Medrash Tanchum and Parshas Shoftim says Gimel Dvar Masa Moshe Viskim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yod. The three things Moshe did HaKadosh Baruch Hu was masking. One of them is Mesichon Vol. Gamalei Kadosh Baruch Hu Lechi Lachem Imam. God says, wage war. Schor Amas Hamayim Shelo. Stop their water supply. And Moshe didn't do this. First he sent angels. Amalei Kadosh Baruch Hu V'chulei Kisik Rav Eliyir. Etc. That when you come close to a city, you should call out in peace. What do we see from this Medrash? That even before stopping the water supply, which is a matzor, is a din of kriya shalom. And that's how we explain the Rambam. So Hashem agreed with him. Hashem said, "Wage war. Stop their water supply." That's part of the war effort. And Moshe Rabbeinu first called out in peace. Because matzor is not peace. So before he makes the matzor, which is part of the milchama, he calls out in peace. So that's exactly what we're saying in the Rambam. And matzor has a din milchama, and therefore it first is a din of kriya l'shalom. And that's also matin to what it says in the Medrash, that kriya l'shalom is mitzad gadol koach ha-shalom. And war b'das ha-Rambam. That it's a din shalom, and therefore there's no war. According to the Chinuch, it's not a pshat that the etzim value of shalom. Pshat is that you're not an achzari. You want to avoid war in order to be an achzari. You get the same toils without waging war. Don't be an achzari. Get what you want without being an achzari. Without being cruel. According to the Rambam, it's talking about the etzim din of shalom. The value of being b'shalom and not b'mulchama. But it's not about your midos like the chinuch holds, that it's about not being an achzari, that's why you're called the shalom. And if according to the chinuch, you would be allowed to make a matzor beforehand, according to our explanation. Because this way it's less achzari, it's no killing. According to the Rambam, no. Because that has a status of matzor as part of the war effort. And you want to avoid that. And therefore in that context it says, gadol ha-shalom. Shalom is great. But don't start off your shalom, you're calling for shalom with a matzor. Okay, sweet friends, we obviously have loads more to say. And B'tzos Hashem Darkeinu, we will hopefully get there, I hope very much, in future shiurim. Hashem should just give us the koach, the moach, the simchas chayim. Shalom, shalom, sweet simchas b'lachim.